Greetings, friends. Exodus chapter 10. Verse 1 tells us, rather, we should think of what happened in the previous chapter, that the Lord was showing Israel, showing through Israel, his dealings with the Egyptians that had held them in bondage in order that they might know that he is the Lord. That's in chapter 8 and verse 22, showing to Egypt that God Jehovah is the Lord over all, and that they couldn't do just as they pleased. Now in chapter 10, he says, God says to Moses, and the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these signs before him. See, Pharaoh hardened his heart first, and then God dealt with him, but he still didn't soften his heart, and therefore we can't always deal with God as we do with man. He that hardeneth his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy, says God. My spirit will not always strive with man, says God. We cannot do just as we will with God. So in verse 2, God says to Moses, and that thou, now notice, first of all he showed to the Egyptian that I am God Jehovah, I am the Lord. Now he's showing himself to Israel. You see, God deals with us all on the same plane. We're all sinners before God, and God has only one remedy for sin, and that's his great salvation through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work accomplished on Calvary's cross. And it's through the Old Testament also, God deals with all, and he deals alike with them. There's no partiality with God. He deals with one nation the same as another nation. So in verse 2 he says, and that thou, Moses, that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son. Notice, of thy son, that's the first generation, and of thy son's son, the second generation, what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know. Not the Egyptians now. Not that the Egyptians may know. He dealt with them in chapter 8 that they may know I am the Lord. Now he's dealing with Israel. And he says to Moses that ye, you, your son, your son's son, and all of Israel, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. Know how I am. You see, he was going to show how by these tremendous plagues that were going to be brought upon Egypt, 10 different plagues, the final one being the firstborn in every home. And so here God shows his great, the great characteristic, I am the Lord, the one who's over all, God Jehovah over the universe of God, the God who made the earth, the stars, the sun, the moon, the whole universe, that's so vast that man can't even explore it, that man can't understand it. And if the missile that we have up in the air now has been going 2 years to get to Jupiter, 2 years, at some tremendous mileage per hour, like 80-some thousand miles, I've read, an hour. And yet it's taken us 2 years to get to Jupiter. Well, he's over all. He made all the stars. And all he says about the making of all the massive stars is that he, in the fourth day, he created the sun and the moon and the star. He made the stars also. They were just thrown in. They didn't amount to anything. Not with a God who can speak worlds into existence. Of course not. But he brought you and me into here, into this world. He brought us in. And we're far more and far greater and far more intricate than a dead piece of ground or one that's burning up. But my friends, he's still your God and mine, whether we believe it or not. and whether we act like it or not. And we can't live down here just as if we were our own boss, our own settler of our destination, the captain of our voyage. No, friends, in one sense that can't be, because we must give account to God at the end of life of how we've used the life that God has given us to stay here on earth, because at any instant he could take us away. He doesn't need to leave us here. And how many today are being taken away by catastrophe, by accident, by sickness, by disease? Yes, friends, we're not our own exactly. We do tremendous lot to please ourselves, but by and by there's a day of accounting. And if we don't accept the Lord Jesus as Savior, it'll be eternity lost, according to your Bible and mine. I have shown these signs. Now, you and I have the whole Bible. These people didn't have even anything to go by in the days of Exodus. In the written form, it wasn't yet written. So all they had, which was enough, they had the voice of God through Moses. God was revealing to them who he was. And also through Abraham, he revealed 14 different characteristics of himself as God Jehovah. Now he's showing these tremendous signs by way of plagues upon the Egyptians. But he says, now this is for you, Moses. It's also for your son's son and your son's son and all the way down the children of Israel. This is a sign for you. What from out? That ye may know how that I am the Lord, the Lord. That ye may know how that I am the Lord. The God of power. The God of the universe. The God who holds the destiny of man's hand in his hand. The one who feeds and clothes us. The one who keeps us. The one who causes our heart to beat while we're asleep and unconscious and rest. Or else we'd never waken. The one who tends us every day, preserves us from many dangers and accidents we don't even see. The God who shows how I am the Lord, by his mighty power, by his grace, by his mercy. For God is a God of mercy, and it's only when we spurn his mercy day after day that he says, my spirit will not always strive with man, and that person is left. And they'll never will get saved. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for we know not what a day may bring forth. Therefore we can't boast of a long life ahead of us. No matter how young we are, we can't boast of a long life ahead of us. Our life is like a vapor. It appears for a little while, and then it's gone. It's disappeared. Our lives are very short, even the lengthy ones. They're very short. We're here for a little while. And for the great purpose of preparing for the next world. After all is said and done, friends, the greatest thing that we can do here on earth is to prepare for the next world to come, eternity. For we are people of eternity. The human soul does not die. The undertaker does not bury it. The human soul lives on. You and I each have our own soul. And we'll live and exist forever, either in glory or down in despair. There's only two roads out of this life. God has showed us in his mercy by the word of God. He's shown us all his purposes and plans for man. He's shown us how he has prepared salvation free and full at highest cost through the precious blood that was shed of the Lord Jesus on the cross, that our sins may be forgiven. He has shown us how he is the Lord, the great I Am, the God of all the universe. God over all, blessed forever. He's the one, friend, that I must meet down at the end of life's highway. May I suggest that you are the one that's going to meet him also? He has shown us through the pages of his word. Have we read it? Have we studied it? Do we know that we are a soul that's going to exist forever? Do we know that salvation is provided? If we take it, we can have it freely, without money, without working, simply by faith. Then we can work all we like to and wish to work for God. live for Him. But the one objective that's preeminent, that's superior to everything else in the world, is when are we prepared for eternity? When are we prepared for death? And how are we prepared? We can't save ourselves. We can't. No one can by any means redeem his brethren or give to God a ransom for him. There's only one way for us to be forgiven and taken to heaven. Otherwise, the Bible says, we're lost for eternity. It can't be in heaven. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And then he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He has shown us how he is the great I am, the Lord. My friends, are we going to listen? Are we going to obey God? Are we going to trust Christ? If you have, thank God you have. You're very fortunate. And not only are you fortunate, but your fortune is made for time and for eternity. Our Father, bless thy word. Help us to know how that thou art the great I am, that thou canst say, I am the Lord. O God, our Father, may men and women, boys and girls, find themselves at the foot of the cross by faith to accept Christ as Savior now. Bless our country and preserve it as a nation, and the rulers and authorities, our president and all the officials of state wherever. The Lord guide us amongst the nations of earth, and we pray for them as well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.